Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Internet Radio Politics on the Navajo Nation. To be our guest, call 347-989-0048.
347-989-0048. Good afternoon, Yat. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. We thought we'd give it one afternoon segment to find out how many callers are going to call in and listen in to the topic that we've selected. Last night, I just want to give you some background information. Last night, while we're waiting for callers to call in, last night we had Mr. Russell Begay, council delegate from Shiprock. He was online and gave us quite a bit of information in reference to the fall session that had just gotten over on Wednesday and some of the voting that had taken place in reference to some of the legislation that was on the floor. And just for those who have missed it, I really felt like that we needed to go back and talk about some of the issues that was brought up by Mr. Begay. Just to give you some background information, the Navajo Nation purchased the Navajo mine from BHP, and which is somewhat in conjunction with the energy policy that has just been adopted. And so the question that that was on the floor just right before the show, right before the Mr. Begay wanted to change the language on the or make some amendments to the language about the waiver and liability, the waiver of liability with the mine. And so for those who got who are actually near Window Rock, and for those who are actually listening in from the Navajo Nation tribal leaders, if you would call in 347-989-0048. Again, 347-989-0047. So I also invited Mr. Eugene Arthur to come back online to be able to continue this discussion, and he hasn't dialed in yet. So he said he was going to run into Gallup. He might be stuck in Gallup or having too much fun over there. It's Friday afternoon, so or maybe all the maybe everybody's already left. So, again, you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. If you have any questions or comments, please call in.
Hi, Yat A, my name is Dylan. You are listening to Internet Radio Politics on the Navajo Nation. To be our guest, call 347-989-0048.
We are hailing, we are,
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. We thought we'd give it a Friday afternoon spin to this and see how many callers do call in. Again, last night we were discussing the energy policy. Mr. Russell Begay, council delegate from Shiprock, called in and kind of gave us a quick summary of what happened. But the final conclusion was that the piece of legislation that was on the floor was passed and moved on to the president's signature, which President Ben Shelley signed, and so now it's law. And the latter part of the discussion last night with Mr. Begay was that he basically informed us that there was a clause that some of the council delegates were opposing, and I've basically have asked all of the people that I know who are on Facebook to call in, for the council delegates to call in. So we have 22 minutes, everybody. People said that they were going to call in. I'm wondering where Keith Jackson Jr. is. Julius Elwin, that's all. It's not. We've got Pony Stone. Telephone number is 347-989-0048. And Eugene, I hope that you get back here in time really soon, because you've got some more in-depth information about that. So please give us a call. And if any of the council delegates or any of the tribal employees who are listening in right now, if you'd call in and give us a better update so that we fully understand as Navajo people, to be able to look at this and think that, okay, well, we have a mind. And here's some of the wonderful things that are the positives of this purchase, which is the having BHP basically having no liability here or now or in the future. Just as I'm talking, guess who? I think he's got his radio on, so he just turned it off.
Yeah, I turned it off. Good afternoon.
Last night, I used other needs on. Ran out of time. So now we have about 20 minutes. So anything new that you want to bring up, Shananta?
This is Eugene. This is Eugene Arthur calling. And I didn't really follow up on anything today. I had some errands to run today, some stuff to do, so I just got back from Gallup not too long ago and hit some rain on the way back, and now it's nice and cool outside now. So
yeah.
I guess what I can say is, I'd like to encourage everybody, all the people that are on Facebook, they're always commenting and writing their comments on Facebook. They need to call in and say their piece. Say what they want to say. It's different from from typing it out onto a Facebook page and saying it into a phone, it's a lot different. So
I would really like
to hear some opinions from the other people that are on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, I wish we had a caller last night. It was Renee. I wish she'd call back because she had some, you know, really good points about this issue. And wasn't it interesting that while we were talking about the energy policy, that I guess there was a debate, which I thought was a very, very important part of the entire process. What's your thoughts on that? As far as
on the waiver of liability. Well, I think that's really bad. It's just like what we were talking about afterwards last night. It's like buying an unvaccinated horse, and you as is. And you take it home, and the next morning it's standing there drooling and about ready to fall over. And then you say, hey, you know, what's going on? So then you take it back to where you bought it from. The person you bought it from, he says, well, you know, that's your problem. You bought it as is. So it's kind of the way I see this BHP thing and waiving the liability part of it. There might be some. There's probably a lot of stuff going on behind closed doors that the tribe doesn't know about. But yet, you know, the tribe has it's in their possession now.
So doesn't it also appear like, now that we, the wonderful, the positive thing about this situation is that. You know, as I'm reading, is that it reads that the Navajo Nation President's Office and also the Council Delegates are working together on this. And Passover at the Council, they brought it over to the President's Office, and we've got pictures on Facebook where, you know, the Speaker and the President and, you know, the supporters of the legislation are all there. And But we didn't know that there was some other things that were a huge concern, which was this waiver of liability. And just like you said, I wonder how many people really knew about that part of the legislation.
Yeah, I think maybe the people that voted to oppose it, I think they knew about it. They, you know, they want to discuss it more. To say, hey, I have this concern right here. This is what I hear, or this is what I know, or we need to discuss that. We need to discuss that first before we go through with this vote again. I understand that some people didn't get to bring up their concerns. They're just being told, let's hurry up with this. Let's just vote on it. Get it passed. We have other business to do. So it's just like push through. So that part I probably I don't think that's right. It should have been discussed more, a little bit more.
Yeah. You know, liability from the business standpoint, I think that, like that's with anything, business 101, you basically, if you're going to go into a purchase of any kind, whether it's a mine or a vehicle or a pair of pants or lunch or dinner, you want to make sure that that there's some recourse on everything. Like you brought up, if you buy a horse or any livestock, if there's any issue health-wise, you want to be able to, go back on it, or you know, have a discussion. You know, go back to the owner. You know what? There's a problem. And then on the other hand, it's kind of precarious that BHP would add that particular language to this thing. Now, if somebody, it could be perceived as if somebody was out there, they're not really, there's a possibility that this, that the buyer, well, I mean, or the seller has something to hide.
Yeah, they have knowledge of something.
Yeah, and then also another part, which I read on the newspaper, was that Council Delegate Leonard Sophie had indicated that that he trusts, you know, the key word is trust. He trusts reports. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, just saying, I trust these guys. I trust these guys with what they're selling to us, and without really investigating it, or like I said, you go into the details more and ask more questions, and about the language. Yeah, they, you know, they've been doing this for a long time. BHP, they know what they're doing, so they just came right in and said, well, you know, here's the paperwork. Everything's okay. You're not going to have any problems. Go ahead and sign off on it. And then these guys will sign off on it. They voted on it. And you know, it's like you said, being a businessman. When you're in business, you pore over the details of it and find out. You want to be absolutely sure that you're getting a good product. When you're buying a truck and you're buying a vehicle, you're buying a house, you read all the fine print to make sure that you're not getting ripped off. So, but BHP, they're worldwide. I understand they're from Australia. They're a company, so they know what they're doing. So it seems like they just wanted to wring their hands of it, wring their hands of something. I don't know what's really going on or why they did that. So I think, you know, Leonard Sosi pushing it through like that, it wasn't a good idea.
Do you remember what the votes were?
I think it was, let me look at my notes here. I think it was, well, the energy policy was 13-6, and the power plant was 17 voting for it and 5 opposing it.
Wow.
Maybe Russell was one of the 5. I think Russell Begay was one of the 5 that voted against it.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting, you know, that I just, you know, just, you know, that I came across that, you know, just put it out there, and he decided to call in. And so I'm curious to also find out who the other four were.
Yeah, they could call in. They could call in, and, you know, right now they have a good vehicle on this radio program to put the word out there. You know, they have a vehicle to communicate with the people now, and I think that's really good. And they need to take advantage of this opportunity to use your radio show to get the message out.
Yeah. Well, you know, so now it's pretty much a done deal. You know, I've heard of the council getting done over there, and then they move across the street and bring in the the law or the legislation over, and the president either has a choice to sign it or veto it. And so I suppose, this one was very, very quick. I wish somebody from the president's office or the council delegate's office would call in to let us know what the, what the underbelly of this, of why they pushed this thing through as quickly as they possibly could. I believe the Navajo Nation, for the future, we have a responsibility that we need to find resources to be able to have our nation be self-sufficient, and self-reliant, self-sustaining, economically, whatever needs that we have, rather than looking for outside sources. That we need to get our business, we need to get our people to be able to take that initiative. I understand that philosophy, and I think it's absolutely wonderful that we do that, and that we should continue to lean in that direction. However, as we're going down this journey, wouldn't you think that people would take a careful step to be able to say, okay, if we do this now, look at it 7 years down the road or 10 years down the road. So most of all the planning and things that I do in my business is basically from that standpoint. So you take this philosophy, you've got the Navajo Nation wanting to get into energy, and one of the energy is this power plant or the coal. And so they're actually buying the coal mine. So I guess the question is, that does that mean that we sell it back to them, or we own? I wonder what the background discussion was in that.
Yeah, are we selling the coal to ourselves or what, Or are we selling, how is this all structured, business-wise? You look at it, what kind of return are you going to get? What are you going to do with that return? You invest it back in the power plant, or you're going to bring more jobs, create more jobs, or you're going to channel that money to the other, the things that they were talking about in the energy policy. Is it going to go into there? How's it going to help the Navajo Nation? How's it going to benefit? It's really not clear. They just say, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and then that's it. And then it's on to the next thing again. And it's not really clarified. It's not really put out there saying, this is what we're going to do with the money. This is what we expect. This is how much return that we expect. So this is what we're going to do with it. There's nothing like that. You don't really hear anything about it. Maybe just vaguely you'll hear it sometimes, but, this is a really big decision. And, how many of the council delegates are actually business-minded? Do they know how to run a business? Do they have experience in business, though, to make this kind of a decision? You just kind of think about that. And for financial stuff, you put these people in there, you elect these people in there, do they have do they know anything about finance? Because once you get up into the council, you're dealing with millions of dollars. You're making decisions with millions of dollars of the tribe's money. So, and you just think, do they really know what they're doing? You know, to me, that's the way I see it. And, you know, this is a lot of money. Was it something like $58 million, I think it was, in the end, that that's going to be spent to purchase the mine? And, you know, that's a lot of money.
I read that there's going to be probably about, well, they signed this thing so that it can, so that a $4 million, anyway, and a lot of money is going to be released to get this thing. And I guess another question, too, is that, you know, isn't it a wonder that the mine went up for sale and saying that, you know, because every mine everywhere, you keep mining it and mining it and mining it, eventually sometime at some point you run out of coal.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what if we only have a life of, I mean, what's the life range of this coal mine? And I don't see it. I read about all the deals, all the wonderful things that are going to happen because of this. See, just like you said, any of the positives or anything, what exactly the Navajo Nation is going to benefit. Have you heard?
No, I haven't heard anything on that. Like you said, what's the life expectancy of that mine? How long are they going to be able to mine? And if a liability should kick in and the plant goes down, you know, is there provisions in there that maybe they've mined the coal can be sold somewhere else, you know, in the meanwhile, while the plant is down, you know, there's all these things that are in there, and I don't know if that's ever been discussed or if that was part of the thought process of making a purchase. You know, there's all these, there's just a lot of, it seems like a lot of unanswered questions, and I'm sure that, you know, there's a lot of Navajo people, the protesters and all the people out there that are listening in and that respond on Facebook, you know, they probably have a lot of different questions other than we're just talking about what we see and what are opinions and what we read. You know, there's probably a lot more out there within the nation that I don't know about and that you don't know about. You know, there's all these questions, and I think, you know, people should call in and share all this stuff.
Well, we only have a minute and a half left, Eugene.
Okay.
I really appreciate you calling in to be able to share some of your thoughts and inform the listeners out there. If you could, now that it's over, what would you recommend that we do? I mean, it's basically law now.
Yeah.
Is it something that we just take and move on, or we don't even have a recourse with our own government?
Yeah, there's really no. We don't have a recourse. We don't, you know, and that's up to the Navajo, the leadership. The leadership needs to stand up and say, and then let us know.
Thank you very much. And
you're welcome.
It's too bad not too many people called in. So.
You are listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, hosted by Cal Nez.
Believe.
about another few seconds left, Eugene. What do you think?
Well, I think we should all have a good weekend and then read up on it and read up on what's going on and share that.
Yeah.
Share that with each other.
Yep, which is a good advice.
It affects all of us. It affects our children. It affects our future, you know. It affects my kids, our grandkids.
Exactly. Yep, the air and the EPA. And so, yeah, well, hey, thanks for calling in again. And
okay.
We'll probably just have you as a regular now, so you're doing absolutely wonderful. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Okay.
All
right.
Hook on that.
Oh, hook on that.